Hey y'all. It has been a long time since I've done a podcast. I don't even feel right really calling this a podcast. It's actually a response. It is a response to a particular post that's in the group that kind of got lit on fire. So I had a lot to say, and I kept trying to figure out how I wanted to type it, and you know, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get on the mic, say a few words, whatever. So I'm actually gonna post this before I close out that post. So just in case you're hearing this and you're not in the group, the particular post is about, it was posted by one of our lovely moderators. She did put a trigger warning on it, stating that there was a trigger for suicide. I'm gonna be honest, this post triggered me in so many different ways. It triggered things from my past that it triggered a lot for me. And I don't know about anybody else. But just looking at the post in the comments, you can see that people are passionate about what's going on here. So we've got, the post is literally three screenshots of a guy on Reddit stating that he hates his children. He talks about it a little bit, saying that they're awesome. He just hates them. He has no feelings of love towards them. He says his wife gave him an ultimatum, and so three children are the result. He resents her because of it. He is bipolar, has anxiety, and he's just trying to deal with all of this. He wanted to kind of lay it out. He's seeing a therapist, and, you know, there it was. Now, obviously, when someone says they hate their children, and he said something a little bit sensational. He said, I probably wouldn't cry if they were to die in a fiery crash. And so when you read words like that, you've got this wow. You're like, this guy is dealing with some heavy shit. And people literally said that. This is a lot. This is heavy. Wow. You know, literally my first thought was pretty early when I read it. And I initially read part of it. I probably made some comments before I should have. Then I read more of it. Then I actually went and found the thread on Reddit. And I read it in its entirety. And so my feelings about it kind of flip-flopped back and forth. I kind of thought about it all night. It was bugging me. It was really heavy for me. And I've had a sidebar with quite a few members about this particular post. So the moderator, when she posted it, made some comments. She stated that there was some gray areas. I think that whenever you have something that is so heavy and is sort of triggering for many different reasons, I think suicide was one. But there were a lot of triggers in there. I can think of two at the top of my head that really bugged me, and they had nothing to do with suicide. People are bringing their own perspectives and their feelings and all of that and their passions in. And as you can guess, it became an absolute shit show. And I am not proud of that. And so, I just wanted to take a couple minutes here. Well, it might be more than a couple minutes, but I just wanted to take a moment, and I wanted to address y'all, the members of my group. I take responsibility for that. I own the fact of that post, even though I haven't been in it today, became a shit show. I don't want that to happen. We had a lot of our long-term members going at each other. And I think it started because some of the men felt like this was an abusive situation. And not just the men. A lot of people actually said this is an abusive situation. And so we should all see it the same way. And so when other people are seeing it a different way, you know, we want to call them out on that. And I don't have no problem with that. If you feel like someone's saying something that you don't like, it's a discussion group. Discuss it. Talk about it. There were people that were like, well, this is ashy, this is trashy. You know, if this was somebody else, there'd be draggings, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But here's the thing. When we have long-term members, and I said this way back in 2017, I made a post about it. It's still there. You can dig it up if you want to. When we have long-term members that contribute to this group every single day in positive ways, when we've become a family, when we think of, when we love them, when we think of them as our own, we're not dragging them. It's stupid. And to ask for it is stupid. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Don't ask for it to happen. I'm just putting it out there right now. Don't ask for it to happen because it's not happening. What we can do is have a discussion with them because we know they're reasonable. We like them. We've talked to them. They're family. We discuss with them. We can even pull them to the side and have a conversation to get some understanding. That's what we can do. We're not going to ask, where is everybody to come drag this person that we don't ever have an issue with before? We save the draggings for the people we don't know, for the people that only comment ashy shit every day. There's a pattern to it. It is disappointing when someone says something that you don't like. It's disappointing when they say something that you think is, I guess, ashy. Something that you think is problematic. Something that may be problematic. It is frustrating. And I don't have any problem with people saying that. But when you call out the entire group, the moderators, and everybody else like, nah, this ain't right. Y'all should be dragging. This wouldn't happen. What? We make an effort. It's important to me that we make an effort to make this place, this group, a safe place for Black people, period. Men, women, any gender. I am a woman. I am. Things that I say and do may be from that perspective. That's why I like to hear. We have a whole ass form you can fill out with feedback. Nobody ever does, but you can. To tell us what we can do better in a productive manner. Tell us what we can do better. We have male moderators. If you feel like I'm not understanding, and let me tell you, I will try my best to be understanding. I will listen. Not to respond, but to try to understand your perspective so I can see it your way. Or maybe if I don't see it your way, maybe I'll be able to understand why you feel that way. But if you still feel like you can't talk to me and you can't talk to any of the other female admin or mods, we have male moderators that you can go to and say, hey, I don't like this. This is what I like to see. And I hope that my male moderators would come and bring it to us so that we can discuss it as a mod team and work it out. I looked through that post. I saw every single person that posted. I saw their names. I did not see one person, not one person, that hasn't said something ashy before. And you might listen to this and be looking like, not me. She must not have seen me post. Yes, I did. I saw you. Every last one of you. And we've all, including me, we've all said something problematic before. And you know what happened? If you were a long-term member, if you're someone that we feel like is fam, you know what we did? We either took you to the side and said something. We either posted there and said, that ain't cool. Or we ignored it. But there absolutely wasn't a drag. So consider that. Consider how many times you slid in some of the loudest people in the down post are the people that are the most problematic the most often. So I want to close this out by saying we absolutely want to make sure that this is a safe place for everyone. If we had a guy in the group with this situation and he brought it up, whoo, I would have been protecting that post. Some of the comments that would have been made, I would have been like, But we also would have had the ability to ask more questions. So some of the people that felt like, I don't know, could have gotten some clarity. Wouldn't have been so great for them. But we didn't have that. We want it to be a safe place. We want you to feel like you can talk about whatever you want. We want you to be able to feel like we're trying to understand. And even if we can't, we're going to be supportive in some kind of way. Sometimes it's going to be tough love. Sometimes it's not. That shit, that post is ugly. I should have stepped in way before. Like I said, things started getting out of control. It's just a mess. We can't have it. And I don't know if this is going to be the end of all draggings, but we are never, ever, ever, ever going to drag our usuals. They do too much. They contribute too much. And they are family. And consider that you've been the one in their position before. Guess you just didn't realize it, did you? So, I am posting this at the end of the post. If you have any comments, the post is going to be closed. So if you have any comments, definitely reach out to me. I always want to hear what you guys think, as long as it's productive. If you have suggestions, I'm all ears. If you don't feel comfortable coming to me, you can always fill out the form. I believe it's anonymous. I think so. And then you can always go to our male moderators, who are all very wonderful people. We've got Dominic, we've got Damon, we've got Rod, Kevin, and who am I missing? Is that it? Oh, Bobby. These are all the most reasonable gentlemen that we have in the group. Like, for real. They're all extremely reasonable. They're easy to talk to. So if you feel like you need to talk about something and you don't want to come to me or one of the other female admin or mods, definitely go to them. They can bring it to all of us for us to kind of hash it out and figure out what we want to do. And the guys can keep us ladies in check. I hope that you guys stay in the group. I hope that you enjoy it for the most part. I hope that this is just a little family spat. I enjoy most of you, even the ones that kind of aggravate me every day. I look forward to talking to you guys and stuff. So without you, we wouldn't have our daily entertainment. So I'm grateful to each and every one of you. I hope that we can spread out now, continue to post elsewhere, and again, let me know if you need anything, because I'm here. Bye.